Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio at the headlines. Zambia recording positive strides in achieving microeconomic stability. Residents of Garden Compound cry for safety. In international news, Catholic faithful around the world gathered on Easter Sunday. And in sports news, Copa Queens depart for Brazil as key players miss FIFA series. With the news in detail, I am Alex Isianga. Aspiring Mayor Ellington Chipoka has attributed raising crime levels in Dola to a combination of economic hardship, rapid urbanization and social challenges, calling for coordinated intervention to address the situation. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Chipoka has explained that the city's crime patterns are largely driven by limited job opportunities, which push some residents, particularly young people, into illegal activities such as theft and robbery as means of survival. He has noted that Ndola's rapid urban growth has led to the expansion of informal settlement, often outpacing infrastructure development and policing capacity. Mr. Chipoka has expressed concern over the growing number of unemployed youths, describing them as both the most vulnerable anti-crime influencers and the most affected by crime. Economist and policy analyst John Ngandu says Zambia is recording positive strides in achieving microeconomic stability, citing a decline in inflation and progress in debt restructuring as key indicators. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Ngandu explained that government policies aimed at stabilizing the economy are beginning to yield results, particularly at a broader economic level. He noted that inflation has reduced significantly, which is a critical factor in promoting economic growth and stability. He adds that efforts to restructure the country's debt are equally important, as they provide fiscal space for the government to focus on development and economic recovery. Mr. Ngandu further points to the Bank of Zambia's role in controlling money supply through measures such as the monetary policy rate, stating that these interventions are helping to stabilize the economy.
It's from the macro point of view. So you'd find that the current policies that the Zambian government has been pronouncing are very helpful and meaningful to the Zambian people and also to the economy. Because remember, if you look at the key macroeconomic indicators which are good for economic growth, such as the inflation, you'd find that inflation has declined. It's now at 7.1% this month. Last month it was at 7.5. So there's that reduction in inflation rate. But not also just inflation rate. If you look at how government has put in efforts and measures.
Economist Esther Banda says Zambia's economy is showing signs of recovery in 2026, with growth expected to improve, but warns that the benefits are not reaching most citizens. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Ms. Banda says the country's growth domestic product, GDP, is projected to grow between 5.8 and 6.4% this year, up from about 5.2% in 2025. She explained that while this positions Zambia as among the fast-growing economies in Africa, the growth is not inclusive. The economist has noted that poverty levels remain high, particularly in rural areas, and inequality continues to widen due to limited employment opportunities in key sectors.
Which is our GDP growth projected at 5.8 to 6.4% for the year 2026. Basically up from about 5.2% in 2025. This means that Zambia is, of course, a fast-growing economy in Africa, but still faces inflation, and the cost of living, which is still a problem, because we've seen that inflation is right now around 7.1 to 8%. And basically, the interpretation here is that inflation is falling, but prices are still high, and households continue to face expensive food, high transport costs, rising utility prices. And then we have also seen debt and fiscal pressure. I think from the public debt, which is around 70% of our GDP in 2026, we can see that government spending is still constrained. There is limited ability to reduce poverty quickly.
Residents of Garden Compound have demanded the lack of cleaning services in Lusaka, water and sanitation run sewage ponds. Speaking to One Love Radio News, John Tembo says the uncleaned sewage ponds have over the growing grass, which is used as a hiding area for thieves and junkies. He says the unkept ponds are posing as a security challenge because thieves and junkies are attacking people who are passing near the ponds, especially at night. Mumbalala Constituents Member of Parliament John Musenji has extended his heartfelt condolences to the family and colleagues of Zanis reporter Mr. Sitali Wakumelo, who passed away yesterday evening. Musenji has revealed that he had worked closely with Mr. Wakumelo on various assignments in the constituency and was shocked to receive the news of his passing this morning. Speaking in a statement, Musenji has expressed his deep sorrow, questioning the timing of Mr. Sitali Wakumelo's passing, saying, "God, why so soon?" He described his heart as being broken too much and stated that he had no words to express his grief. The MP has extended his deepest condolences to the family, friends and colleagues of the late journalist. With that sports item, we dive into a short break. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and self-mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification, National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
International news. Welcome back and thank you for staying tuned to One Love Radio News. In international news, Catholic faithful around the world gathered on Easter Sunday to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ to share a message of hope. In his first Easter blessing at St. Peter's Square, Pope Leo XIV delivered a powerful appeal for peace, urging the world leaders to choose dialogues over force. Addressing over 50,000 worshippers, the pontiff also cautioned against a globalization of indifferences, echoing the concerns of his predecessor, Pope Francis. The ongoing conflicts in the Middle East have profoundly affected Christians. In Jerusalem, the street around the Church of the Hope Spacula, the city traditionally believed to mark the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For more in international news, we monitor BBC.
Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Kazim Gharib-Abadi says President Trump's threats to attack civilian targets in his country, including bridges and power plants, could amount to war crimes. Earlier, Tehran said its response to such strikes would be devastating and widespread. Iran says the intelligence chief of its powerful Revolutionary Guards Corps has been killed in a U.S.-Israeli airstrike. A statement from the organization said General Majid Khademi had been martyred in an attack at dawn. NASA's Artemis II mission has now entered the lunar sphere of influence, where the moon's gravitational pull will have more effect than the Earth's on the Orion spacecraft. The four astronauts will fly around the far side of the moon later today. Military officials in Ukraine say a Russian airstrike on the Black Sea port of Odessa has killed three people, including a child. Meanwhile, in the Russian